Let's go back here because we want to take you back to when you were 17 and December 7th, 1941. Do you remember that day, Pearl Harbor Day?
Of course, it was bombed Sunday morning, but that afternoon or evening, the Beacon and Eagle, the two newspapers in Wichita, put out extras. And the newsboys were running up and down the neighborhoods hollering, "Extra, extra, Pearl Harbor bombed." Of course, my dad was catching up all the news. The minute he'd get home, he had all the radios in the house on, listening to Kaltenborn and some of the other newscasters and talking about the war. I could hear my folks talking once in a while, sitting at the dining room table about, you know, we still got the Depression going and Marina's got to go to college and I don't know where we're going to get the money because everything was rationed. Dad was riding his bicycle because he kept the delivery truck going because everything was rationed. Gasoline, tires, clothes, shoes, butter, bacon, sugar. We'd go up and sign up for our ration books. And Mom would trade her coffee coupons to the neighbor next door to get the butter coupons for us kids because we hated that oleo margarine. It was like trying to put white grease on your toast. It was horrible. So she dragged Postum or Sanka or something and would trade her coffee coupons with the neighbors to get the butter coupons because she said they can't eat their toast with that white grease on there. She'd get butter for us kids.
So this was all leading up to December 7th because there was the
all
war.
This rationing and all, and Dad gave me a nickel and he said, run out there and buy a paper and let's see what's going on. My mother said, what is this all about? And Dad said, well, they bombed Pearl Harbor. She said, so? He said, that's part of the United States. Hawaii belongs to us, and they bombed it. She said, oh. The next day, there was this big ad in the paper. We want factory workers. Well, I was in high school, so I told him, hey, I know how I'm going to make my college money. You don't have to worry. I'm going to go to work. Well, Boeing was already there. Bill Boeing had left the West Coast. He had left MIT. He was an engineer, but he got the aviation bug. He went to the West Coast, met some aviation buffs too, and they built the first B-17 right outside of Seattle, Washington, and flew it. He kept telling them, you know, the War Department doesn't realize it, but the generals keep telling everybody, if we have another war, we've got to have bigger and better bombers. They weren't paying any attention to them, so they were building these little planes with pontoons and skis and flying lumber and stuff back and forth to Alaska. So they built the B-17, and Boeing found out that Wichita was a big aviation center. We had 7 plants there, small plants and big plants, Beech, aircraft, Cessna, Boeing, aerial parts. He said, you know, there's a big aviation center right in the middle of Kansas. I'm going to go check it out. He came to Wichita, and they had the defense plant going because we were training the British pilots. They were building the little PT-19s, little primary trainers. The British pilots were being trained in Wichita. Before World War II, there were some being trained right here at Spartan.
In Tulsa.
Yeah, right here in Tulsa. Well, that night when the paper came out, all this camouflage came off of Boeing. Boeing had already built the plant, but they had it camouflaged.
You said there was an ad in the newspaper the next day, and that ad said what?
Factory workers needed for the defense plant. Well, that was Boeing. They had taken all the camouflage off, and it was a building from here to there. Humongous building. They were bringing the fuselage with wings unattached on the flatbed railroad cars from Chicago. Ford Motor Company loaned us what they called the pressers, and that would snap the wings onto the B-17s. Our quota was to have 12 to 14 B-17s out on the runway every 24 hours. Boeing ran the clock around. The reason they were all set up was when Boeing came to Wichita in 1935, he built the second B-17 and was testing it at night over the ranch lands and farmlands of Kansas. The ranchers and farmers were calling the sheriff's offices the next morning. What was that big boom in the sky? Our animals are running crazy. We can't get our cows back in the barns. We can't get the horses. They're all going wild. What was that boom? And don't tell us it was the weather. It was a starry night. Well, the sheriffs couldn't tell them the truth, so they kept saying, oh, it was the little primary trainers out there. The little British pilots were doing night maneuvers. Baloney. Have you heard of B-17? I'm deaf in one ear from B-17s. I can't hear people when they talk soft. So a second B-17 flew over Kansas in July of 1936.
Bill Boeing was manufacturing these planes for the Defense Department. He had the contract. It was kept undercover, and then it finally came off as a result of the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.